Shrotra Sri Srimad A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai Jai Om Vishnupad Panaman Sapati Braja Kacharja Shrotra Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Nama Charja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sakaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitaranda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindaki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shamakuna Radha Kunigiri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Tham Ki Jai Nabadip Tham Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Ki Jai Gangamayi Ki Jai Jamanamayi Ki Jai Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Gaur Premanande. Yeah. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th Canto, chapter 1, text 30. We're continuing to read about the periods of Manu.
Tatrapi jagye bhagavan harinyam harimedasaha hariritya rato yena gajendro mochita grahat.
Also in this manvantara, the Supreme Lord, Vishnu, took birth from the womb of Harini, the wife of Harimedha, and he was known as Hari. Hari saved his devotee Gajendra, the king of the elephants, from the mouth of a crocodile.
Sri Rajavacha Badarayana Etate Shrotumichchamahe Vayam Harir yatha gajapatim, harir yatha gajapatim, graha grastam amu muchat.
King Parikshit said, "My lord, Vadarayani, we wish to hear from you in detail how the king of the elephants, when attacked by a crocodile, was delivered by Hari."
Tatkatasu Mahatpunyam Dhanyam Swasjayanam Shubham Yatra Yatra Uttamashloko Bhagavan Giyate Harihi Tatkatasu Mahatpunyam Dhanyam Svasjayanam Shubham Yatra Yatra Tamashloko Bhagavan Giyate Harihi Tatkatasu Mahatpunyam Dhanyam Svasjayanam Shubham Yatra Yatra Tamashloko Bhagavan Giyate Harihi.
Tatkatasu Mahatpunyam Dhanyam Swasjayanam Shubham
Yatra Yatra Tamashloko Bhagavan Giyate Harihi. Asu Mahat Punyam Tanyam Swastrayanam Shubham. Yatra Yatra Tamashloko. Bhagavan Giyate Harihi. Ladies, Tanyam Swastrayanam Shubham Yatra Yatra Tamashloko Bhagavan Giyate Harihi Tat Katasu. In those narrations, Mahat, great, Punyam, pious, Tanyam, glorious, Swastjayanam, auspicious, Shubham, all good, Yatra, whenever, Yatra, wherever, Uttama Shlokaha, the Lord, who is known as Uttama Shloka, he who is described by transcendental literature. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Giyate, is glorified. Harihi, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Any literature or narration in which the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Uttama Shloka, is described and glorified is certainly great, pure, glorious, auspicious, and all good. Purport. The Krishna consciousness movement is spreading all over the world simply by describing Krishna. We have published many books, including Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita in 17 volumes, 400 pages each, as well as Bhagavad Gita and the Nectar of Devotion. We are also publishing Srimad Bhagavatam in 60 volumes. Wherever a speaker holds discourses from these books and an audience hears him, this will create a good and auspicious situation. Therefore, the preaching of Krishna consciousness must be done very carefully by the members of the Krishna consciousness movement, especially the sannyasis. This will create an auspicious atmosphere. Om Jnanati Mirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Shayam Rupakada Mahyam Tathati Shapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Pada Kamanam, Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha, Shri Rupam Shagrajatam, Sahagana Raganatan, Titam Stam Sajivam, Shadvaitam Shavadhutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha Krishna Padan, Sahagana Lalita, Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute
Taptakam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Vanshako Patarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadi Gau Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Dama Hare Dama Rama Rama Hare Hare Tat Katasu Mahat Punyam Dhanyam Swasjayanam Shubham Yatra Yatro Tamo Yatra Yatro Tamash Loko Paravan Giyate Harihi. Srila Prabhupada says that this is how the Krishna consciousness movement is spreading. It's not due to tricks or to other methods. It's due to the glorification of Krishna. This is our business. To speak about Krishna, to hear about Krishna, to distribute the message of Krishna. This distribution of books Prabhupada called our family business, which Vaisheshika Prabhu made the title of his book. This is what works for the pragmatists, those who like what works. This is what works. Prabhupada spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. He says this is how it happens, by glorification of Krishna. Tat katasu. Why? Because mahat punyam, the punya yasho murari, Krishna is punya yasho. His glories are pious. So even impious persons who lend an ear to the glorification of Krishna can become pious. Srinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana. And then Hridyantasto Vyabhadrani Vidhunoti Surhitsatam. Krishna himself, acting as the well-wishing friend of the conditioned soul, acts from within to remove the abhadras, the unwanted things. Krishna is auspicious, and there are so many inauspicious things in the heart. So where the all-auspicious personality of Godhead is present, the inauspicious things disappear. Yaha Krishna taha maya nahi abhikar. So vidhunoti, the heart becomes cleansed. And when the heart becomes cleansed, then one's natural propensity for serving Krishna is revived. It's revived. What is that? Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhyu Kabunoi Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Kariya Yudoi. This consciousness of Krishna, this tendency to love Krishna, is dormant in the heart. And when we hear about Krishna and perform devotional service to Krishna, then it reawakens. So, Tat Katasu, Krishna Kata, not other Kata. Tat katasu mahat punyam dhanyam. It's glorious. Dhanya and swastjayanam. Swasti ayanam. It's all auspicious. Yatra and shubha. Same thing. These are overlapping terms. All good, glorious, auspicious. Just imagine if the spiritual master says, what you're doing is all good, it's glorious, it's wonderful, it's great. You know, all of these things, when we pile them up, it means amplified glories, intensified glories. We can't say enough how good it is. So Sukadeva Goswami says,
it's Dhanya, it's Mahat Punya, not Sukadev, the Parikshit Maharaj. It's Dhanya, it's Mahat Punya, it's Vastyayana, it's Shubha. Yatra Yatra Uttamo Shloko, Bhagavan Giyate Hari. Wherever Krishna is glorified, that place becomes wonderful, the people there become wonderful, everything becomes wonderful. Wherever Uttama Shloka, the personality of Godhead, is glorified. So the secret of spreading Krishna consciousness is very simple. You go someplace and you speak about Krishna. And you distribute books about Krishna, and you chant the holy name of Krishna, and you distribute food offered to Krishna. And that creates an atmosphere which will be Mahat Punya, Dhanya, Svastyayana, Shubha. And fortunate people will be attracted, and they'll take it up, and then it will increase. Especially Prabhupada emphasizes this literature, so many books. And our job when we speak is simply to repeat what's in the books. There's enough stuff in there. We're not lacking in subject matter. So one's job is to say something bona fide. Say something from the Shastra. It doesn't depend on tricks and techniques and jokes or imaginations or inventions or concoctions. Simple thing. Repeat what you've heard from authorities. What we find in the books, we repeat. And it will have potency. Satam prasangam amavirya sambhida. Bhavanti hrit karna rasayana katha. Simple thing. We're being trained to spread Krishna consciousness. This is the training. Just repeat what we've heard. Hear it. Ask questions. Understand it. Follow it. And then repeat it. And it will work. And at the same time, distribute books, which the same books that we're getting nourishment from, distribute those same books. Therefore, Prabhupada emphasized that wherever we speak, our books should be displayed. Not that we just talk and go away. But wherever we speak, our books should be seen. Seen means they'll be distributed. If you keep them under the table and wait for someone to ask, it will be unproductive. But if we display, just like the fruit sellers, they pile it up. The amrud or or whatever they're selling, they pile it up so that the eye catches it and the mind starts thinking, oh, oh, whatever the fruit is. And how much is that? Oh, that's not much. All right. So our book should be displayed. And then we should enthusiastically distribute them also, that people get the benefit of this transcendental knowledge by reading books like Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar of Devotion, and so on. Any questions?
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Yes. Hare Krishna.
In Kali Yuga it is said that intelligence of man will be less.
Intelligence of men
will be less.
In Kali Yuga, intelligence of men will
also
be less.
Also the memory power.
Memory also.
At this point, Srila Prabhupada has given us 70 big volumes. So how can we assimilate for implementation? Because implementation part is more difficult than understanding part.
I missed the end part. What was that? Implementation is difficult. So how do we remember these books and so on? Well, yes. Prayanal payusha shabya kalavasmin yuge jana mandasu mandamateo mandabhagya upajutaha. Everything is less in Kali Yuga, all human capabilities. What is that? Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. How are we making progress? We're hearing every day, because if we read the book once and then go on, it's lost. So we hear again and again and again and again. Bhuya eva mahabaho, shrinu me paramam vacha. Again, let me speak to you, Krishna tells Arjuna. Param bhuya mahabaho, bhuya eva mahabaho. Again, let me speak to you. So again and again, hearing. Something will stick. Some people have phenomenal memories. They can remember, they can recite chapters of Krishna book by heart. It's wonderful, especially in this age. Previous ages, everyone could do it. Previous ages, they didn't even need the book. They'd just hear it and they'd remember it. In this age, someone reads the book and remembers it. It's wonderful. So some of us have better memories, some less. Whatever we can remember, just speak that. Don't concoct something, don't invent something. Read regularly so that it will stick. Something will stick. If we read and read and read, gradually it becomes... And the conclusions are not hard. When I first joined, they told me, when I was first speaking, that every class you should say five things. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Accept a bona fide spiritual master. You're not this body. Chant Hare Krishna. And life is meant for spiritual realization. Say those five things. It's not a rule, Prabhupada never demanded that we do it. But it's, if you remember these five things, practically you can't go wrong. Life is meant for spiritual realization. Jivasya tattva jigyasa. You're not this body. Then, accept a bona fide spiritual master. Chant Hare Krishna. What did I leave out? And Krishna is the supreme, but small thing. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even if we just remember that one thing, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada appreciated the preaching of Saraswati, that Malati and Shamsundar's daughter. She would go to a little friend. Do you know who Krishna is? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada, this is preaching. How hard is that to implement? Anyone can do that. And if we know more, if we read the books, Prabhupada said cram the books, so much knowledge you'll have. Even if you say these, some simple, like you're not this body, that's revolutionary. For the ordinary conditioned soul to hear that message is revolutionary, because they're hearing again and again, you are this body, you are this body, you are this body, in different ways. You know, you should look good. You should be proud of being Indian. You should be proud of being whatever community you belong to. You should be proud to belong to our family. You should be proud to be this body. So everybody's drumming it into their head. You're this body. You're this body. You're this body. You're this body. So if you just say you're not this body, that much is revolutionary. And then you back it up. Krishna explains that you're traveling from childhood to youth to old age, that there's a difference between that which lasts and that which is finished, that consciousness fills the body in so many ways. From just second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, if you speak that, for most of the conditioned souls, it's revolutionary. You can go anywhere in the world and present this message. It will be a revolutionary message. Chant Hare Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You're not this body. Life is meant for spiritual realization. That's revolutionary. and accept a bona fide spiritual master.
One more question.
Sure.
Temple management has to take many decisions.
Temple management has to make many decisions. Yes, they do.
Temple, and all their decisions may not be Krishna conscious.
And all their decisions may not be Krishna conscious.
Then Krishna will rectify those decisions.
Then Krishna will rectify. He may or may not. Sometimes the temple management makes, usually we expect that the temple management will make very good decisions. They're chanting Hare Krishna, they're reading Prabhupada's books, they're trying to serve, they're taking advice from other devotees, experienced devotees. They're sincere. So generally we expect that they'll make very good decisions. That they'll make very, you know, just make decisions that are Krishna conscious, take good advice, and their decisions should be very good. But, as you said, sometimes they make decisions which are very bad, which are against the interests of Krishna or the devotees of the Krishna consciousness movement. Sometimes they make catastrophically bad decisions. So, will Krishna rectify that? He may. He may. He may independently act. He can kill the temple president if he likes, or send him off somewhere if he likes, or in some other way change it. Or he can enlighten the temple president from within. Or why wait for Krishna to rectify? You may step in. My dear Prabhu, I appreciate all the wonderful things you do, but I have a question about this decision. Not leave it up to Krishna. If you see something that's not Krishna conscious, then you can very humbly and submissively present to the temple president that, Prabhu, I have a question about this decision. And if you're convinced and you don't, if he convinces you, then very good. If he doesn't convince you, you can go to, say, his superiors. You know, maybe you're a small guy. You go to his peers. Or maybe you go to his superiors. Not that our job, if we see something terribly wrong, is just to sit and watch and say, well, Krishna will rectify. If you don't get, if morning prasadam doesn't come, you don't sit there and say, Krishna will rectify. You start to say, wait, where's prasadam? You don't just sit there. When the Kauravas were doing everything mischievous, the Pandavas didn't say, well, Krishna will rectify. They fought at Kurukshetra. So the duty of a devotee, if he's, geez, there was some incident in New York City many, many years ago, and the leadership had gone bad, and some devotees just tolerated, and some devotees spoke out, and some devotees also left. They just went someplace else, some other temple, some other place. Prabhupada said yes, they could not tolerate because they were real devotees, so they could not tolerate. So again, generally we expect that the temple leaders will make all the best decisions. And sometimes they make some decision, it may not be the best, but it may not be very important also. You know, whether we're going to have prasadam at 8:35 or 8:45 is not an earth-shaking issue for which we have to challenge the management. You know, whatever they decide, we take it that generally they're the in charge. We're not to do someone else's, what is that? Paradharma payavaha, to do somebody else's duty is bad. So they're doing it. I may not agree with everything, but that's all right. But if something is severely wrong, it's our duty. We must say something. There's a poster now in New York and other places in America in a response to terrorist threats. And the poster, it's posted in public places, train stations and so on. The poster says, if you see something, say something. You know, the idea is you see some abandoned piece of luggage that could be a bomb or whatever, then you should call the police. If you see something, say something. Don't wait for the bomb to go off and then you say, yeah, I knew it was a bomb. If you see something, say something. So if you see that something is very, very wrong, say something. It's your duty. Not that I'm just an ordinary citizen. My job is to sit here and watch while every kind of nonsense goes on. If you see something, say something. You can go all the way up to the GBC if it becomes GBC body, if it becomes egregious. And you can also pray to Krishna. You can also approach the... So many things. Again, generally we expect that our leaders will do very, very well, as they do in most of our temples. But if something is wrong, then... Or Krishna may rectify. But why stick it on Krishna? We should also act.
Thank you so much.
Krishna means Krishna and Krishna's servants. Krishna's not alone. Yes?
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, the way purport says that we should repeat the Krishna Katha.
Repeat so, Krishna Katha, yes.
So, repeating Krishna Katha as a parrot without following it, is it like...
Repeating it without following it? Like a parrot? No, that's not very good. Then somebody, you're speaking Krishna Katha, Sarvadharman Prachaja, Manmana Bhavamadbha, surrender to Krishna, and somebody says, are you doing that? Well, you say no. And what is the use? What? No gambling, no intoxication, no meeting, no illicit sex, these are the rules. Do you follow them? No. Then what will be the use? Chant Hare Krishna. Do you chant? No. How effective will that be? Apani Atri Prabhu Jivire Shikaya. About Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said he taught by his example also. That's Acharya. Prabhupada wanted the devotees to all be Acharyas, to be speaking and showing by example the truth of what they speak. Is that okay? Something else.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, Maharaji, in the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the shloka starts with Janmadhyasya, ends with Satyam Param Dhimahi. In the last canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 13th shloka, it ends with Satyam Param Dhimahi. Satyam Param Dhimahi, is it an aphorism or is it an invocation of Gayatri Mantra? Satyam Param Dhimahi. Hare Krishna.
Is the Satyam Param Dhimahi an invocation or is it an invocation of Gayatri Mantra or is it an aphorism? It's not Gayatri. Gayatri is a particular meter. So as far as I understand, it's actually it's giving the essence of Vedanta Sutra. The beginning is Janmadhyasya. So this is Vedanta, Janmadhyasya Taha. And then Satyam Param Dhimahi. You can say it's an aphorism. An aphorism is a verbal formula that's compact and meaningful. But you can say it's an aphorism. As far as I know, it's not Gayatri. Is that all right? But it indicates that from beginning to end, the Srimad Bhagavatam is meant for fixing our minds on the absolute truth, Satyam Param Dhimahi. But yes, since Dhimahi, so Dhimahi is found in Gayatri Mantra, so the relationship is there also. essence of Gayatri. The essence of every mantra is Krishna. And Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of Vedic knowledge. Saram Saram Udharatam. So good, both. Thank you. Anything else?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, in today's world, as we see, the attention span is reducing and...
Attention span is reducing in the present age.
And also the general piety is also... General piety...
Piety also goes down.
Goes down, and people, their interest in spiritual life and that too directly Krishna consciousness is very scarce. Then how to directly present and still hold people and like attract them to Krishna?
How to attract people and hold them to Krishna? So people's attention span is very short. Therefore they can't sit for long lectures, generally speaking. You know, they're not philosophically minded. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't do much in the way of, he didn't do anything in the way of public lectures. For speaking, it was with his intimate associates, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and for the public, Hare Krishna mantra, chanting. So, of course, we do speak, and people do listen, but for the public, Hare Krishna kirtan can go on for hours. If you lecture for more than 20 minutes and 40 minutes, people start fidgeting and wanting to go elsewhere. But you can have kirtan for 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. People will sit and chant. So kirtan is very suitable for the Kali Yuga. Everything else is also there, the deity worship, the philosophy. And their attention span is not zero. They can sit, they can read, they can hear. But in previous ages, we read. What is that? Sahasra Satamasata. We have some time on our hands. Kalimagatamagyaya Kshetreshmin Vaishnavayam. What is that? Asina Dirgasatrena Katayam Sakshana Hare. We have some time on our hands. Sakshana Dirgasatrena, because we're doing a long sacrifice. What is that? 1,000 years. So let's hear about Krishna. And they could sit for days and days and days and days and hear Krishna Katha. Kali Yuga now, down and down and down. Who's ready to sit for days and days and days? Of course, someone becomes a devotee, he is. He's ready to sit for days and days. He'll attend seminars, classes, days and days, every day. But the general public, people in general, their attention span is less. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Ram. And give them a book when they have 2 minutes, 5 minutes, maybe they'll pick it up. Maybe they'll read for half an hour, who knows? Or maybe straight through. Anything else? Hare Krishna. Nope, it's switched on.
Vaishnava sects. There are four types of Vaishnava section.
Four sampradayas, yes.
Everywhere, in the all four, the prasadam procedure is different.
Procedures in the four sampradayas are different.
For example, in Pushtimar, they only offer some milk and mishri and fruit in the morning.
In Pushtimar sampradaya, which?
Mishri.
They offer milk, fruit, and mishri.
So it is a particular case with me also. My wife follows Pushtimar, so she offers only this much.
I was wondering how you're staying so healthy. You're living on milk, fruit, and mishri.
We are supposed to offer full meal, part of full meal. So is this not a contradiction?
This is called details. In different sampradayas, they may do things a little differently. That's a detail. The main thing is that serving Krishna. Krishna says, patram pushpam palam toya. Offer me fruit, leaf, water, patra, pushpam, flower.
Water.
Fruit, flower, leaf, water. Bhaktya. The main thing is bhaktya, therefore it's mentioned twice. Yome bhaktya priyashtati. Tadaham bhakti uparatam. Main thing is bhakti. Someone offers milk and mishri, someone offers khichri, someone offers something else. That's a detail. The main thing is bhakti. Devotional service should be offered to Krishna. So, therefore, we're interested in these four sampradayas. The Shankaracharya sampradaya has no interest for us because they're not interested in bhakti. They're interested in Nirakar Brahma, impersonal Brahma. So that sampradaya is not a Vaishnava sampradaya. So reject it. But the Vaishnava sampradaya is, yes, it's accepted. Maybe this way, maybe that way, maybe more grand style, maybe more simple style, according to the rule of the acharyas. But the central point is bhakti. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the essence of the four sampradayas and he taught the Krishna consciousness movement on that basis. So everything is there. We also offer Krishna milk, fruit, and mishri, and a lot more. But the fruit, milk, and mishri is also there. Is that all right?
Thank you.
Thank you. Was there another question? No. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai.